Tuesday with Tamika. And thank you guys so much. You know what? Let me pause for a minute. The other day, I was like listening to one of the past episodes, and I was like, my intro is so friendly. Like, I am so grateful. Like, I am truly grateful that you guys are here. So let's run that back. Hey, 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 happy Tuesday with Tamika. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Tuesday with Tamika, where y'all already know what it is. We believe in lifting as we climb, turning our trials into treasures, living a life to inspire and not impress, and allowing God to fully restore you guys. We have entered, bust through, skated through, rode our bikes through the month of November. And y'all should know, if y'all been rocking with Tuesday with Tamika for any length of time, this is my favorite month of the year for a few reasons. The first reason is this weather is giving. It's giving cozy. It's giving sweater weather. It's giving pumpkin spice lattes. I don't really drink lattes, but I love me some pumpkin spice coffee and muffins. It's giving Thanksgiving. Not only the holiday, which I ain't about to go there with y'all with the whole controversy, because Thanksgiving to me is a time for me and my family to get together and to just love on one another. We know what the pilgrims did was raggedy. We know that the earth is raggedy. We know yada yada. But I love Thanksgiving food. I love Thanksgiving time. And most importantly, I love gratitude. Daily, 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 for the last, as long as I could remember, 17 plus years, I have woke up every single day and wrote 3 to 5 things that I am grateful for. And so I love when I get a season, a moment to be able to talk about gratitude. But let me push pause for a minute. If you are new to the podcast, my name is Tamika Thomas. I am your life and relationship coach. I was put on this planet to help folks heal, elevate, and become fully restored. And on this episode, we are going to be talking about not only all things gratitude, but the 10 mindset shifts that every person that wants to heal past trauma needs to make. It's all about that mindset. It's all about healing that mindset. And before we jump into this week's podcast, I want you guys to realize that in less than a week, we are having our last Book Busy and Booed Up free 2-day virtual event. If you are ready to heal past trauma, if you are finally ready to release those negative emotions that keep you stuck, if you are ready to bust into 2024 with the life that you know you deserve, the life you're praying about, the life that you're envisioning, join my 2 free day event. It is going to be life changing. I'm going to give you practical tools that you can walk away with to live your best life. Let me take a sip of this water and let's get into this episode. Water is good, y'all. And my husband has recently started buying me alkaline water, and I am grateful for that. We go and we fill up our water jugs with alkaline water, and it is so good. Vulnerable moment. Ever since I was a little girl, I suffered with cold sores, and we ain't gonna get into that because it's a whole reason why I got these cold sores at such a young age. But I started having flare-ups at like 4 years old, very young. And I remember as a little girl, other kids, adults, other folks would make fun of me. And especially when I got into my teenage years, because there was all kind of rumors of like, oh, when you get cold sores, it means that you do things you ain't supposed to be doing. Little did they know, I have been suffering this since I was a little girl due to a trauma that I experienced in my past. Did a little bit of research, and I found out that alkaline water helps keep cold sores away. So I want to say I have not had a cold sore in probably a year or less, 9 months to a year. I have not had a cold sore, maybe even longer. I don't get them. One, because I've reduced my stress. That's one of the reasons why I know that I would often get cold sores is when I would be stressed out. Two, because I really take care of my body. So I try to do like green drinks, and I started this new pineapple, ginger, and turmeric regimen that I do once a month. And I take these shots and then I drink alkaline water. Alkaline water has been a proven thing to help cold sores away. So that was like a little side note, but as I took my sip of water, I'm like, sharing is caring. So let me give them what I'm given and what I'm doing in order to be the best version of myself. Because this is what I know for sure. Healing your past has to do with also physically healing some parts of your body that trauma introduced your body to. So sometimes our body goes through these like physical manifestations, or we have these outward outbreaks of things that were caused because of our trauma. So I hope that helps you. If that helped you, if you about to go out and get you some alkaline water, hit me up, tag the podcast, be like, Tamika told me, Coach Tamika is out here helping us heal, elevate, and become fully restored. And make sure that you share the podcast, like the podcast, rate the podcast, do all those podcast things. All right, let's get to the getting. Let's get into this episode. This is going to be a solo podcast. Next week, I got some more fire coming for you. The month of October, I had that fire. If you missed an episode, go back and listen. Go back and listen because it's good stuff over there. Okay, so the first mindset shift that every person needs to make when they are healing past trauma is acknowledge and accept the trauma. That set probably sounds very simple. It probably sounds like, duh, Coach Tamika, I know we need to do that. But a lot of times we have not acknowledged it. A lot of folks have been taught just to push it under the rug. They have been taught that this happens to everybody in our family. Other people have gotten into car accidents, so it's not that big of a deal. Other people have lost dogs. So why are you still crying about it? Other people, millions of people get divorced every year. Why are you allowing that to still affect you? Millions of girls, little girls have been molested. So they haven't fully acknowledged the trauma. And then they also haven't accepted it. This is a very difficult step, believe it or not. This is something that is really hard to do. Acknowledging and accepting it, especially when the trauma came at the hands or from the hands of someone you loved, when the trauma came from and somebody that you may still love and you still may be in a relationship with. It is very hard to accept that this trauma happened. And here's the thing, I want to pause for just a moment and remind you that trauma is not there's no scale. So there's no like, oh, that's a small thing, or oh, that's a heavy thing, a big thing. Your trauma is your trauma, and accepting it and acknowledging it is going to help you move forward. It is an essential part of the healing process. So for each one of these mindset shifts, I'm just going to be on here bumping my gums. Because see, I've been told that I got the gift of gab, but I also got the gift of teaching and coaching, okay? So I'm going to give you some practical steps to help you enact, or what's the word I'm looking for, put into process every mindset shift that I give you. So in order to acknowledge it, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get a blank piece of paper, not in your journal, not in the one that I've been telling you all the time to grab your pen, grab your paper, write in your journal. I want you to actually get a separate piece of paper, and I want you to put acknowledge and accept. I want you to fold that piece of paper in half, right? Like, so you'll have folded in half long ways. I don't know what that is. Vertical, horizontal. That ain't my ministry, but I know long ways. All right. Not like a hamburger, but like a burrito. Boom. Whichever way that is. Fold it that way. Okay. And I want you to write on one side of the paper, acknowledge, and on the other side, accept. I want you to write down all the traumas that you experienced from as far back as you can remember. Every time, even just talking about this, the first thing that comes to my mind, I was maybe 2, maybe 3. I was a little girl, and I remember my uncles and folks in my family would, because I was so little and so cute and so, you know, all the things, they would hand me 40-ounce bottles and have me walk out the store with it. Some people are like, that's not a big T trauma. That is definitely a big T trauma, because still to this day, I have to remind myself that I'm not a thief. I'm not stealing. Now, listen, I ain't never stole nothing, so don't come for me. But it's just like, if I'm doing something, inside of me is like, do I steal? Which I don't. Like, I've never been a stealer, y'all. I'm scared of stealing because I'm scared of going to jail. That ain't for me. That ain't my ministry. However, that trauma shows up because that was manipulation. That was so many things that they did, right, to a little bitty girl to that caused a ripple effect of things. Now, that's just something that people may quote unquote say is small, but I would write that down. So I would acknowledge that trauma. And then on the other side, I would accept that that trauma does not define me. I would accept that that trauma happened. I would accept that that trauma is real, because here's the thing about acknowledging and accepting. Sometimes our brain wants to protect us, and our brain wants us to believe that it didn't really happen, and that we're imagining it, and that it's something that we just made up in our head. Acknowledge, accept. So that's your first faith action step. All right. Number 2, mindset shift that every person needs to make that is ready to heal past trauma. Don't blame yourself. Do not blame yourself. I recently got into a fender bender where I rear-ended somebody in the back. It caused trauma for them, but it also caused some trauma for me. It caused financial trauma. It caused emotional trauma. It caused spiritual trauma. It made me feel like, what is wrong with me? Like, how could I have done this? Why would I hurt somebody? I'm the person that helps folks heal. Why am I back here running into the back of people? Although nobody was hurt in the accident, although their car wasn't really damaged, it triggered something in me. It caused some trauma to resurface in my life. And so I had to do a lot of forgiveness work around, again, something that may seem small, because something that may seem small will unlock. Ooh, this is so good, you guys. I want you to think of this. Ooh, this is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dropping this down on me. The smallest key on my key ring, my keys is my mailbox key. That is the smallest key on my key ring. However, it is probably the most powerful key on my key ring, because when I go and I open up that mailbox, it unlocks things that I've been waiting for. It unlocks things that I need. It unlocks things that I am responsible for. So it's small, but it has so much power. That's how some of the trauma that we don't acknowledge, because we think that this is not a big thing, it unlocks things. Those little things, even the scripture tells us the small foxes tear up the vines. So that was so good. I had to share that, y'all. I had to make sure I didn't blame myself. I had to make sure that wasn't my fault, and all of the other traumas that I've experienced in my life was not my fault. I am not to blame for the bad things that happened to me, for the trauma that has affected my life. I'm not to blame for that. So I had to stop blaming myself. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask yourself, what areas do you need to forgive yourself for? What areas have you been holding that small key and you haven't even opened up the mailbox to discover what is owed to you, to discover the freedom that comes from forgiving yourself and from not blaming yourself and for the things that you are responsible for? So, because I was responsible for that trauma that I probably caused them. So I had to use that small key, open up that box and tell myself, you know what? I'm not blaming myself for this. So that is step number 2. Step number 1, mindset shift, is acknowledge and accept. Step number 2 is do not blame. Step number 3 is let it go, let it go, Let go of the shame that is attached to trauma. Let go of the shame that is attached to trauma. So you guys, I don't know if y'all know this, but y'all probably do. I am currently in my third marriage. So I had a marriage with my children's father that lasted 13 years, 11 or 13 years. I don't know. One of those two. We were very young. We got married very young. We got married 6 months after I turned 18. He was a few years older than me. So I think he was 23. And we had four beautiful children, one that's in heaven, RIP baby Betty. And we did what God put us on here on this earth to do, which I believe was to bring our children into the world. We are still great friends. If he listens to this podcast, I don't know if he does, but hey man, like we're cool. Like we're cool, but we ended up getting a divorce. 6 months after that marriage, I jumped into another marriage. Shame on me, because I was not ready. I was not healed. Didn't even really, never mind. I ain't going there. Second marriage was trash, basura, no good, terrible. A lot of trauma came from that marriage. A lot of heartache, a lot of things came from that marriage. I had shame attached to me for being a two-time divorced woman. I had a lot of shame, so much shame that I used to call myself Tamika Michelle because I felt like I had no last name. Ooh, this is so good, y'all. I felt like I had no last name because the name that I was given at birth, my maiden name, I had for less amount of time that I've been on this planet than I had being a married person. And then I felt like, excuse me, whew, I've been traveling, y'all. I've been out here in these traveling streets and something is trying to catch a hold of me, but I'm about to drink this alkaline water and I'm about to make me some tea and I'm about to get through this podcast. Okay. So I had so much shame that I would call myself Tamika Michelle. Now, Tamika is my first name. Michelle is my middle name, but my last name was attached to things that brought me shame because I was a two-time divorced woman. Now I probably say I'm Tamika Michelle Thomas. Okay. I TMT, but it took me letting go of the shame to start using my current husband's last name on paper, on all my legal documents. I was Tamika Thomas, but out in social media, out on my business pages, all of those things, I still referred to myself as Tamika Michelle, probably up until 3 years ago, because there was so much shame of, dang, she done got remarried again. And this is it. We locked in. Ain't no switching up. But shame is a common emotion that arises after experiencing a trauma. Divorce is a trauma. Divorce is traumatic. Divorce, listen, I'm going to say it one more time for those in the back, especially for my church folks listening. Divorce is trauma. It is trauma because we were literally the word of God. If you believe the word of God, the Bible says that the two become one flesh. And now there's this ripping apart. Although me and my kid's father was only supposed to have kids and probably never get married. Although that second marriage was trash, there was still some joined together. There was still some oneness. And then there was this ripping apart. So now I had to let go of the shame and the trauma that came from those divorces so I could fully accept my beautiful, God-given, God-centered marriage that I'm in today. I had to let go of the shame. I had to recognize that shame is not mine to carry. And I had to let it go. So that is step three, let go of the shame. Number four is to practice self-compassion. Be kind and gentle to yourself. Oh, let me give you faith action step for number three, let go of the shame. So now that you've acknowledged and accepted the trauma and you have that out on that paper and you've written all of that stuff out, I want you to grab a red pen, a red marker, a red color pencil, your kid's red crayon, go grab something red and cross out all of those traumas. And then in big red letters, I want you to say, I want you to write on that, I do not accept the shame associated with these traumas. And then underneath that, I want you to write, I let it go right now with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Rip that up, let it go. Okay. Number four is to practice self-compassion. Be kind and gentle to yourself. Treat yourself as you would treat a friend who has experienced the trauma that you are walking through. Be gentle. Show yourself self-compassion. We know how to be empathetic, how to be compassionate to others, but it is very hard for us to be compassionate and empathetic to ourselves. So faith action step that goes along with this mindset shift is literally loving on yourself. I want you, even in this moment, as you're listening to this, unless you are driving, give yourself a big hug. Tell yourself you love yourself. Go after you finish listening to this podcast, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. I need you. You are important. You are valuable. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. And then sit in silence. Set an alarm for 30 seconds to a minute and ask yourself, what do you need? What do you need? I want you to think of a person that's in a hospital room that's, you know, going through some intense physical healing. And as they're going through that healing, their nurse comes in, their family members come in, and they always ask, what can I give you? What can I give you to make you more comfortable? That's compassionate, right? But when's the last time you asked yourself what you needed? When's the last time you sat with yourself and you gave yourself what you needed? I want you to do that. Make sure that you are giving yourself what you need. That's your faith action step. Number five, challenge the negative self-talk. Negative self-talk can be detrimental. Listen, it will literally stop everything, all the process that you've made in your healing process. Challenge these negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Replace them. This is called replacement theory, replacement therapy. This is where we have to take that thought. Let's do something very simple, right? For years, when I first moved in with my dad, I was 8 years old when I was removed from my mom's home and I went to go live with my dad. My stepmom, my mom, she's my mama, right? I call her my mom. She raised me from 8 to 18. She was there. She was my mother. She was a part of my life. When I moved in with her, I had long, thick hair. She has very thin hair. And so my hair was like hard, quote, and I'm using air quotes, hard for her to maintain. And so she would always have like this negative stuff to say about my hair. Oh my God, your hair is so thick. Oh my God, it's so long. Oh my God, it's da, 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 da. And so she didn't really know how to properly care for my hair. And so I developed this negative thought about my hair and about like really my self-image, but particularly my hair. About 5 years ago, maybe like 7 to 8 years ago, I chopped all my hair off. I did the big chop. Those of you that are in the African-American community, you know the importance of this because in the process of her saying all this negative stuff about my hair was processed. My hair was just damaged. It had gotten really damaged. So about 7 years ago, I cut my hair off and I remember sitting in the beautician's salon chair and tears rolling down my eyes. But I remember like this healing taking place because like my good friend, India Irie says, I am not my hair. And I remember thinking like, I know that this is going to liberate me, but I didn't know how. And so I had to challenge that negative self-talk that had been implanted by somebody else. Because who gave you that thought? Who gave you that negative self-talk that you are, you know, using every single day, that you're too big, you're too small, you're too this, you're too that, you're not good enough, you're dumb, you're crazy, you're like all of those thoughts that have been implanted, we've heard that from somewhere. And so I had a negative thought and self-talk around my hair and my appearance. And so when I chopped it off, it was like a fresh start for me. And y'all, my hair was so short, I couldn't put it in a ponytail. All I could do was put a little gel on it and go about my day. Today, 7 years later, my hair is down at my back. It is beautiful and thick and curly, and I love it because I've replaced that negative self-talk of, oh, it's too thick, it's too this, it's, oh my God, it's so hard to maintain. No, my hair is beautiful. My hair is lovely. My hair is amazing. My hair is my crown and my glory. So I replaced it. So this is what I want you to do. Every time, this is such a good tool that I teach my clients. Every single time that a negative thought comes through your head, you have to push pause. So literally take your index finger and on the left side of your temple, press pause. And then pause on that negative thought. And then you're going to take your other finger, your right finger, and press play on the positive. So you're going to think of a positive thought to replace that negative one, but you have to stop it in its tracks. You have to push pause on that negative and play on that powerful. I pray that that helps you. I want to take a break, a quick commercial break. I know my engineer, my brother, my main man, my friend, my brother, all that good stuff. He's probably like, listen, I'm supposed to be inserting the commercials. But I'm feeling away. It's November. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm in this spirit of changing our mindset. So I want to take a quick break and remind you to go over and pre-order Unpacking, my new book that will be hitting shelves, that will be hitting Amazon, that will be hitting all the places December 1st. You got one month left to pre-order this book. This book is filled with actually 16 different methods to help you unpack and to help you to heal past trauma. It is an intervention book. It is a mindset shift book. I put a lot of personal stories in there that I've never told. It is great. Get it before Christmas. Get it for your friend. Get it for your sister. Get it for your cousin. Get it for your mama. Get it for your church group to do Bible study through. 16 chapters of really, really good ways to unpack hidden trauma so you can heal. The other thing, y'all, a group of authors, 17 of us, wrote a book titled Joyful Entrepreneur. And this is for anybody walking into the entrepreneur space that is a faith-based entrepreneur. Even if you're not faith-based, this is a book that you want to get on your bookshelves. This book is filled with solutions, signs, and wonders. This book is going to help you get past all of those things that are hindering you, all of those things that are keeping you stuck, all of those things that is hard for you to get past. So make sure you go over and get that book. Y'all, we are trending. Joyful Entrepreneur is trending, and we have already hit bestseller in a lot of areas. So make sure you go over and pre-order that book. You can get it from Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and it will soon be on your bookshelves in Target. And listen, your girl is in Target, okay? And Barnes and Noble, your girl is on bookshelves. So make sure you go over and get that book. You can get both of those books if you click my website, hit the shop page, Joyful Entrepreneur, it's on the homepage. All right, let me get back to this podcast. Okay, number six is focus on the present moment. So trauma will always have you looking backwards. It will always have you looking in the rearview mirror instead of focusing on the front mirror. So you have to make sure that you are focusing on the present moment and not even worrying about the past or the future. That we don't have to be future focused. We can literally sit in the present and be good just where we're at, focusing on the present moment, engaging in activities that bring you joy. Faith action step for focusing on the present. I want you to do something that brings you joy and sit in it fully. Put your phone away. Turn the TV off. and do something that makes you laugh, that brings you joy, that makes you feel just amazing, and sit in it. Be present. Spend some time being present. Number seven, this is so good. And I love, love, love this word. Like this word, man, I love this word. This is one of those words that it's like music to my ears when I hear it. Cultivate. I love cultivate. Cultivate a support system. Now listen, this requires you doing some work. This requires you. When I think of cultivate, I always think about a gardener. They have to cultivate soil. So that means they have to get in there, get their hands dirty. They have to turn the current soil, and they have to do some of the work. So cultivate your support system. I have always said that healing happens best in community. Healing from trauma can appear to be lonely, y'all. Your mind will make you feel like you're the only one that's going through this. Nobody will understand you. But cultivating a support system of trusted friends and family members, a life coach, ding, 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 ding. Go book your clarity session. It's free from me. Cultivating a culture and a climate and a ecosystem of people will really help you heal. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to identify your care circle. Who are people that are already a part of your support system that you may have not, that you may overlooked, that you may have not really, because you think, you know, your mind has you thinking that you're lonely. So you really haven't paid attention to them. Cultivate that system, write those people down, identify your care system. Number eight is practice some relaxation tips. So in my community, I have been teaching the ladies in my Esther Mastery program, which we have openings for that. I have been teaching them how to calm our vagus nerve. Our vagus nerve is the largest nerve that runs throughout our body, and it causes us to feel stress, anxiety, and all of that stuff. So practicing relaxation techniques like box breathing, where you breathe in for four, release for four, breathe in for four, release for four, where you sing and hum. Those are relaxation tools that help calm your nervous system. Going on a walk, dancing, doing the cold plunges, which listen, I ain't there yet. But these are all things that really help our body to relax. Prayer, spending time in prayer is definitely those things. So I want you to take some relaxation tip that or technique that you already do and set a non-negotiable that every single day you are going to take time deep breathing. You are going to take time singing. You are going to set an alarm for a minute and dance like nobody's watching. You are going to pray. You are going to give God the first 15 minutes of your day and you're going to pray. Do these relaxation tips and practice these relaxation tips, because these are ways that we heal. We're coming down the home stretch, y'all. Number nine, embrace vulnerability. Being vulnerable can be scary. It can make you feel emotionally uncovered and seen, but it is essential for your healing. Embracing vulnerability allows you to feel your emotions. So this is what I want you to do with this faith action step. In your care circle, in those folks that you identified as your care circle, circle one of them that you know that you can be vulnerable with without judgment, and go to that person and tell them something that is a little scary, but you know it's necessary so you can begin to practice vulnerability. Vulnerability is my superpower, y'all. I remember before I became poppin', before people was calling me to come speak at their events, I used to get online and I would share my story very openly and very transparently and very vulnerably. And I would have people slide into my inbox and say, that may not be a good idea. You know, I've gotten better at learning how to share my story where it's not so bah in your face, but I'll never stop being vulnerable. And I remember people telling me that's not a good idea. Well, me being vulnerable has not only aided in my healing, but it's aided in some money in my bank account. Okay. because people want real and people are attracted to honesty and vulnerability. So I want you to identify someone in your care circle that you can be vulnerable with. Number 10, drum roll, please. This is probably should have been number one. This is one of the most important aspects of a mindset shift that you need to make. And it is to believe that you have the ability to heal from physical ailments, heal from mental concerns or ailments, heal from spiritual damage, heal from financial damage, heal from just you have the ability to heal from trauma. Wherever the trauma occurred in your life, you have the ability to heal. Healing is possible, but you have to believe it. You have to believe it. I am 11 years free from having a stroke and the effects of my stroke. And when I was in that very critical traumatic experience, I believed that I was going to come out of it. Not only did I believe that I was going to be able to walk again and talk again and do all the things and smile without my face, you know, being affected and have the activities of my limbs. I believed it. I believed it. Even when I was in the moment of it wasn't happening. I believed, not only did I believe that I was going to be healed from that, but I believed that I wasn't going to suffer the effects of it. I believe when I had negative dollars in my bank account, that one day I'm going to be a millionaire. I still believe that, y'all. No matter how much money is in my bank account, I believe the financial traumas that I experienced, I believe that I was going to come out of it. I believe that I'm going to come out of it. So you have to believe in your ability to heal and then trust the process, even if it seems slow. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to write three belief statements. I believe blank will happen. I believe blank will happen. I believe blank would happen. Whatever you believe that you are healing from and you believe that you won't have the effects of it, write your belief statement. Remember that healing from trauma is a journey and not a destination. That's so cliche, but so true. It may take time, but when the right mindset shifts and supports are put into place, it is possible to heal and move forward. Let me say that again. It is possible not only to heal, but to move forward in the right direction. I love y'all, love y'all, love y'all. Thank you for listening to this full episode. Do me a favor, share it. Come here, come here. Share it. Share it with three friends. Let them know you need to hear this. Share it. Send it right to their inbox. Share it on your Instagram stories, your Facebook short stories. Share this podcast, y'all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Until next week. Bye-bye.